for the dogs and like crab bait and all that kind of stuff, you know, when I'm fishing and all that.
For the dog?
Mm-hmm. I pick up bones and stuff like that at the store from when my boy cut the meat and all.
Mm-hmm.
I come in with crabs, can't get rid of them right away, well, I just throw them in there, you see, just take cool in there. And won't kill them, hot weather will kill crabs, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, all this stuff out in the yard, that's all just a lot of... Is that a lot of stuff you've accumulated?
What I got out there in the yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have that yard clean. And the fella gave me a big house. An old house. When I was a young boy, I remember when they built that house. And had a big old tree fell right on it. Man, a big old tree like that, a big gum tree. Fell right in the center of it like that. We had something like a tornado or something, a twister that come through here. And it sunk a tug out there in the lake. And that thing went right through that, following that other wire like. And went over there and hit that big tree and broke that big tree about 15 feet from the ground.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just went right in the middle of that house like that. So that roof just all caved in like that. And that thing stayed like that for I don't know how many years, 5-6 years I guess. And they finally decided they wanted to tear it down. So he boy talk about tearing it down and rebuilding another camp with it out there on Mississippi.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He going to school and all that, they didn't have time fool with that. So one day his wife told him, he said, maybe Bud wants that house. I'll tear that house. I said, what house is that? It's the house where they're about to buy you. So I went to thinking about it. They used to have 2-3 houses over there, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me see. And see which house y'all talking about. So I went over there and looked and I saw that house. And so I told him, I said, yeah, I'll take it. Man, it was all good lumber, you know, in just the middle part of it. You could sleep in some of the rooms. And right where that tree fell, his boy was sleeping. It was his boy room. And the whole thing just crushed. Just crushed the furniture and everything. Or if he was in there, he'd be a dead boy. And they had just moved out of the house 2 weeks before that, when that happened.
Yeah.
So I went over there and I started tearing down that house. And I had one fellow help me one day, and then I had two boys come over there 3 evenings, I believe. And I tore that whole big house down by myself. My idea was that I was going to build another house. I had enough lumber to build another house. I was going to build it over there before you get to here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I took sick, and when I took sick,